Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay. You might say I was the youngest of five.
Children.
Anything else people say besides children?
Offspring.
Okay. What about kids? How does that sound?
Kids, yeah, some people say kids.
Do you say that?
I always correct mine when they say, oh, they've got so many kids, and I'd tell them, listen, they're angels, they're not kids, they're angels. Because I'll tell you one time, when my, I only had two or three children at the time, and the nuns used to come around from the Poor Clare nuns used to come around and about every 4 to 6 weeks. And if you had a little donation to give, they would gladly accept, you know. And they had their regular people that wanted them to come, you know. Mm-hmm. And Mama was one of them, and when she lived, it was right next door, where my sisters live now. And my mother happened to say, she was doing something, one of the children were doing something, and Mama said, oh, sister, she's a little devil. And sister said, no, Miss Mullen. She says, no, she says, they are angels. So after that, I said, no, they are angels, regardless.
A man that a child's known by just in his family would be called a...
Given name?
Or just in his family, though.
Oh, you mean like a nickname?
Okay. Did you ever hear of a pet name or a basket name?
Never heard of a basket name, a pet name. Now, just like my brother-in-law would call his wife Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just called them nicknames.
Mm-hmm. Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
A baby carriage.
Okay, and you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
walk.
Or what the baby?
Roll the baby.
Hmm?
Roll the baby.
And you have two children. You might have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
And... if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year he
grew 5 inches.
Okay, and you'd tell him you certainly have
grown.
You'd say you could almost see him
grow.
And if a child's misbehaving, you'd tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a
whipping.
Okay, what's a whipping done with?
Huh?
What's a whipping done with?
Usually a hand.
Okay. Did you tell a small child you were going to give them a whipping, or do you use a different term?
No, you'll tell them that. Not that you'll always do it, but you'll tell them. I'm going to spank you or something like that.
What's the difference between spanking and whipping?
Really, there's no difference. I mean, if you're going to really get technical about it, a whipping seems to be more harsh than a little spanking.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're about the same.
In our terms, you know, in whether what we were going to do, spanking and whipping, would we mm-hmm. be about the same thing? You know?
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
looks like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You say he.
I'd say he's the very image of his father.
Okay, and. If a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say she's...
She reared them?
Which would you probably say?
She raised them well.
Mm-hmm. Do you use the word reared much?
No, not very often.